Mute, you're with your man DJ Abe, who's gonna try to entertain you, send out the best tunes, that's gonna keep you in a jolly mood as you look forward to your wonderful day today. The next song I'm gonna play for you guys, you know, I usually don't do this, I'm gonna do it again. Yeah, let's listen to that same song again. I like that song. I'm just going to listen to it. I said, you know, this song is really good. So I'm going to listen. I'm going to play that same song again. Listen to it again. Well, folks, we're just going to move right along. We were supposed to get a special guest in today. I don't know if he forgot or something happened, or I hope everything's well with my man, Teddy. He was supposed to come here and sit down with me, but I don't know if he's still showing up. But don't worry, it's still going to be a fabulous show. We're just going to get the next song rolling, and then after that, we'll have some talk about Halloween and stuff like that, treats and candy and different stuff. Halloween is this Wednesday. Yeah, it'll be very interesting. And by the way, the phone number is for here, 604-822-CITR. So if anyone want to call, say anything, probably tell me what their favorite Halloween costume was when they was a kid, or their favorite candy, or what they plan to do with Halloween, or what kind of candy they try to give out. Be generous. People love the good ones. So, yeah, the good candies. But, yeah, we're just going to keep the show rolling, and then we got a bunch more tunes for us to... for you guys to listen to. But the next tune I'm gonna play for you guys is from, but for sure, let me just tell you, the last song I played for you was from Mice and Scene, and it was called Desiree Desperate, and that song I played for you was Desire. So that was a really, really good song, and that's why I played it twice. The next song I'm gonna play for you is from Old Man Ladek, and the name of the album is Tender Is the Night. Name of the song is Jonah and the Whale. Wow, never heard of this really. Yeah, never heard of this song before. So it will be new, interesting to me for sure. I don't know if you listeners heard it before, but I know I haven't. So let me listen to it right now.
On a bore the marker came. His wife had thrown him out again. They'd moved the country all around and hit the wall in Fort Mac town. When his wife said she couldn't bear, she said, "You're moving on, I'm staying here." She said, "Oh, my hands are tied." She said, "Oh, my hands are tied." Jonah cried, "Oh, Lord, I'm in the belly of the whale. I try, I still fail. It's been a long time and nothing. Salt crime and nothing. Thin diamond, nothing's killing me. You're not the one whose hands are tied. Well, no one sees the mark of Cain. It's a funny feeling you can't explain. Well, the boys give Jonah wider berth. Seem lower down than the earth. And when he begged and pleaded for another chance, the foreman took a harder stance. He said, "Oh, my hands are tied." He said, "Oh, my hands are tied." Jonah cried, "Oh, Lord, I'm in the belly of the whale. And I try, I still fail. It's been a long time and nothing. A sold crime or nothing. Diamond, nothing's killing me. You're not the one whose hands are tied." Well, Jonah tossed out on the sea on Suicide 63. When suddenly he a blinding light shook the car with all its might. Deep inside he heard a voice offering him a final choice. It said, "Let your hands be untied." It said, "Let your hands be untied." Jonah cried, "Oh Lord, I'm in the belly of the whale. I try, I still fail. It's been a long time and nothing. The soul crime and nothing. Thin diamond, nothing's killing me. Well, I can see my hands aren't tied."
me alive. Tomorrow there'll be sunshine shining in these tides. Last night I survived.
Yes, folks, tell me about that. That's I got more tunes, but right now I want to talk about some Halloween stuff. It'd have been nice if my friend Ted came by and we would be discussed, but I think it's gonna be just me. But I would do I even have it on? Okay, yeah. I was thinking these are just some points that I think about when I watch when I was watching a bunch of the Twilight stuff and other movies and other like vampire Halloween movies. I was thinking in films. Well, why do we go after Dracula? Like, we usually only go after Dracula, right? Usually only go after Dracula. I was thinking, like, mosquitoes are kind of like vampires, you know? Like, what do we go after them with? A toothpick? yeah, you know? Yeah, that would be pretty fun. I was thinking, imagine, like, Dracula woke up the next day with, like, a taste of his own medicine, you know? Wakes up with a mosquito bite. How would he feel with that? Yeah, that'd be really, really good. Yeah. But what else can I talk about today? Yeah, okay, I'll play you guys some song and I'll come back with some other stuff. Some other Halloween stuff and stuff I remember as a kid that I never questioned or never asked about. And, you know, but yeah, but right now we're going to listen to the Sultan of Strings off the album Move. The name of the song is Heart of Gold.
produce carbon dioxide. I'm pumping it into the atmosphere, boy. Thanks to global warming, the temperature will soon go through the roof, and then we'll have an endless summer.
Why do you want an endless summer, Mr. Krabs?
So I can open me latest money-making venture, the Krusty Pool.
The endless summer does sound fun.
And profitable.
Fun and profitable. Big business does it again.
Unfortunately, for those of us who aren't talking sponges, climate change isn't quite as fun. Luckily, there are many easy ways for students to conserve energy.
If chargers for cell phones, cameras, and laptops are left plugged in, they continue to draw electricity even when not connected to the device. This phantom load can be avoided by unplugging electronics and chargers after use. A more convenient option is to hook electronics up to a power bar, which can be switched off after use.
For energy-saving tips, go to www.bchydro.com. This message brought to you by BC Hydro and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Just for coffee and cream. got a closet of black. Hurry and wait, it's been a long week. I don't wanna think of gas prices and wonder how far this $15 is gonna take me. Let's take our shoes off and run on that grassy ground and play the day away. We could live out those schemes or lie on our backs and dream, or take the trail down to the beach. But I know, could sit and wait for a smile from you to me. It's all I need. And I know, would pocket up your chime so I could feel the way I do. Trees, they're always empty. I don't wanna work on those English notes or go down to the corner store just for coffee and cream.
Well, folks, I'll let you guys know you were listening to Annie Handley, and the album name was No Shubi. And the name of the... I played two tunes off this album. One was Zing Zang, the other one was The Garbage Song. The Garbage Song, but it's not a garbage song. It's actually a great song. And, now we're going to move over to Ray Spoon, and the name of his album is I Can't Keep All of Our Secrets, and the song I'm going to play for you right now is Ocean Blue. I love, love, love this song. You will love it too.
Oh,
Well, folks, I'm going to move right along to the Elwins, and I Thank You is the name of the album, and I'm going to play for you off their album, Come On Out.
Take your cold hands and put them on my face. Sharpen your axe and your criminal ways. Let's go to town and do what we did before.
Thursday, November 1st, come cast the scene cake as they grace the stage at the Rickshaw Theater. Fusing vintage Afro and Tropica sounds with guitar wizardry and hooky grooves, the scene cake lie at the epicenter of post-rock experimentation. They will also be entertaining you with special guest Matt Freeberger of the Fiery Furnaces. Advanced tickets are available at liveatrickshaw.com for only $25, so don't miss your chance to see these masters at work as they play material from the new album Runner, November 1st, live at the Rickshaw Theater. Sponsored by CITR 101.9 FM. I never once, I thought it couldn't happen.
buck, 10 tequila shots are on the way. We're going to a land where we can scar the day away. It's a lot more fun to be drunk in Mexico anyway. Do you want to go? Then let me know. Let's take a trip. The beaches and resorts, just straight into the shows. Our brothers and sisters waiting in the cities of Mexico. We're staring through the night, but don't drink outside the cops, say no. The nights are warm, it's 3 a.m., let's get up and go. Hey, hey. Do you want to go? Then let me know. Let's take the trip. And sky in Mexico. Sky in Mexico. Rocksteady sky we go.
She was listening to La Mexico off the album De Freyas. Yep. I'll tell you about this, folks. Yeah. Off the album Never Look Back from Los Freyas. Yeah, Mexico. I like that song a lot. Like it a lot. So... I'm going to go back and tell you guys some more interesting stuff. I was sticker too. You watch a bunch of, like films, right? They got the mummy, the monster, the mummy. He's wrapped up in toilet paper, right? I don't think he likes swimming. Because no one likes wet tissue. And he must stay away from the Nile River. Tell me about that. And you ever watch, one of my favorite things to also watch is, especially as a kid, I still kind of do, even right now, is watch cartoons, right? And you know, like cartoons, when someone hits their head, they see like stars just spinning around, right? I was thinking, like Frankenstein, he would be, like, being so tall, he bangs his head a lot and he sees stars. I was always wondering, like, maybe next time he'll wish upon them. Not to bang his head again. Right? Yeah, I reach upon that star. Not to back my head again. And, I was also thinking, folks, one of my favorite costumes to go as on Halloween. You know, Halloween's coming up this Wednesday. When I was a kid was Superman, right? I always want to know, what does Superman dress up as on Halloween? Clark Kent? Spider-Man? Lois Lane? Wonder Woman? You wonder if it's a woman. Well, folks, I'll get back to it. Those are just some of my thoughts I thought about, you know, Halloween. And right now, I'll just go right back to playing some tunes for you guys. I hope you guys are having a wonderful day. You guys are getting ready to go to work. And yeah, starting up your day well, brushing your teeth, you know, people going to school, you know. But yeah, let's get back to some music. Let's get back to some tunes. I'm going to play you off the song I'm going to play you right now. I think, you know, I'll play another song off that Sky in Mexico. Yeah, I think that's what I'll do. Another song will be off that same album, Lost for this, Never Look Back. I'll play Steady As You Go. Yeah, let's take a look at that. Let's listen to that one. Steady as you go, from Las Flores, off the album Never Look Back, folks. The next song I'm gonna play for you guys is gonna be off, it's called Hells, it's from the band Hell Songs. The album name is Long Live Lounge, and I got one song on this album that I think is really, really fun. It's called Skeletons of Society. Let's listen in.
knife on Highway 10. Biggest mess I've ever seen. I'm late to meet the candy man. It's been a long time since I've been clean. Wonder how I got so low. Wonder how I got so mean. I'm digging for change in the backseat.
Not that lonely tonight. that lonely tonight? I don't know. No, I don't know.
October in Discorder, get the scoop on Vancouver drone pop artist White Poppy, have a chat with comedian and host of Talent Time at the Biltmore, Paul Anthony, and learn more about the local pop band Fine Times. Reminisce with them as the magazine takes you on a blast from Discorder past, discussing censorship, the CRTC, the PMRC, Public Enemy, and Ice-T the Original Gangster. Then, pack your bags as they take you on a quick trip to the East Coast to follow Halifax band Nick Everett and Everybody. Look out for the art feature, recapping Swarm and the Olio Festival, Ben News on West End DIY Space, Googly Eyes Studios, and Film Strip with Cartoon College, as there will be an interview featuring Jason Zampano, one of Vancouver's own, who scored the film. As always, there will be heaps of album and concert reviews. So pick up your free copy of the Discorder at any Friends of CITR business, or check out discorder.ca if you're going green. Discorder, that magazine from CITR supporting local music for over 25 years.
Wow, wow, wow. Nice. This is DJ Abe. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM here at Vancouver, UBC. I'm just going to give you a recap of the last couple of songs I played so far. We started with Hell Songs, and the name of the album was Long Live Lounge. The name of the song was Skeleton of Society. Then after we did Jack Wilson, album name was Clean, and name of the song was Clean. And then after that, we had Justin Towns Earl, right? And we played Am I That Lonely Tonight? And from Lust for Us, we played another one, Steady As You Go. And we also, from Lust for Us, we played Sky in Mexico. Now we're going to go into a song called Old Time Machine. And from the Old Time Machine. And the name of the song is... Sun Burns Out.
Today you're here, until you're gone. You could leave, but you can't move on. Top it up, the coffee shop. Nothing to do, honey, look at the clock. Afternoon, bottle of wine. Looks like roses by 8:45. Yeah, your lover, it's come to call. Know what you want, not who you are. It's been so long, I've been out of sight. Don't know who I'll be with tonight. But I'll love you, baby, till the sun burns out. Yeah, open the door, say come on in. That night's bus driver's my new best friend. It's funny how you look around. It's only people you know that bring you down. Places to go, everywhere I've been. So as a poor man's got money to lend. Don't ask me why, I couldn't tell you a word. And we see you later, you saw a pretty girl. Down the street, around the corner. Won't find nothing if you don't want. But I love you, baby, till the sun burns out.
bed.
Well, folks, I'll tell you right now, you was listening to the River and the Road. The name of the song you was listening to is Shaken Leaf. Now I'm going to play another two songs off of one album. It's from the Young Empires. The name of the album is Waking All My Mouth. The first one I'm going to play you is Rain of Gold. Imagine if it rained and gold was falling down from the sky. I wonder if it's even raining right now. I have not been outside. I've been here pretty much all day trying to get you nice, wonderful tunes that will make you have a wonderful, stellar day. You know, get your morning off to the right track. So I don't know if it's raining. I'm going to head outside soon. But for now, I'm here. I'm going to play you Rain of Gold off that same album, off the album Waking All My Mouth by the Young Empires. And then I'm going to play Beaches, which is both on the same, which is also on the same album. Okay, here it goes. Rain of Gold and then after Beaches.
Echo, echo.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM with DJ A here at Vancouver, UBC. More tunes I'm going to be playing for you guys. I hope you guys are ready for it, so stay tuned. I'll tell you about commercial time.
On Sunday, November 4th, Portland's Typhoon brings their enormous sound to the Rickshaw Theater. Mixing parlor music with indie rock sensibilities, this 12-piece is a band that simply cannot be missed. Special guests include the incredible Laura Gibson and Lost Lander. So this is an amazing triple bill you can only catch at the Rickshaw Theater on Sunday, November 4th. Advance tickets are available at liveatrickshaw.com for only $12.
Thank you.
Yep. So since Halloween is coming up, I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to the treats, although I will not be going trick-or-treating because I'm too tall, I'm too big, I'm too old. We'll get that out of the way, but I will try to enjoy some of the candies that's on sale, and I'll be giving out candies also. So it'll be interesting. It'll be thin. Lifesavers. You know, like candy lifesaver. I was thinking like lifesaver saves lives, right? After I took 9, I felt like a cat. A cat has 9 lives. I felt like if I had 9, I have 9 chances to live. 9 chances to escape death, you could say, too. Well, and I was thinking, like, animals like Halloween. I think animals would like Halloween. In fact, I think animals like Halloween because that's the only time they can pass as a human being. Yep. Imagine at the zoo, like, no one knows who's who, so they have to, like, tighten up security at the zoo. You know, and, like, you know, you could just see, this, like, the zookeeper, like, buying out, see little alligator. Hey, come back here. Where do you think you're going? Trick-or-treat? You know? Or like a pig showing up at your door holding a bag of coins. Where are you supposed to be? A piggy bank. And then probably like you give him like, you know, probably the piggy bank, the pig, his favorite candy is chocolate money. You could put in the piggy bank. Chocolate money with chocolate coins. Yeah. And usually if you have a cat, the cat likes to go out at nighttime, you know. If it goes out at nighttime, you know, you got a question, like, what's it out doing? Is someone going to be fooled that it's a cat? Or be fooled that, wow, it's probably a kid dressed up as a cat, you know? And it want candy. Oh. Yeah. And, I was thinking about, these are just some thoughts I was in my head. And say that character, Incredible Hulk. I remember I actually went as the Hulk on Halloween, and is an Incredible Hulk born from Greenland? and Greenland, I think what deserved to be there would probably be the Green Party, yeah. That's the type of politics they have there, the politicians. There's only one party here. There's not Labour Party or any other party, conservative. It's just Green Party. That's what they do in Greenland. Yeah. And, And then you can leave Greenland and go to America, but they give out green cards there. Yeah, that'd be pretty interesting. Yeah. But I'll leave you on that note. I think I just want to make sure you guys have this is the Halloween show. Make sure you guys have a good Halloween. You know, you give out treats. I'll be giving out treats on Halloween. My favorite candy bar is the Coffee Crisps. So I'll be having some of those too. And I'll leave you out with one more song. The last song I'm going to leave you with is called... It's from the album Hospitality. It's from... And the group is MRG431, and the name of the song is Friends of Friends. That's the name of the song. So, folks, thank you so much for tuning in to the show, Toss Got Some Donuts. Catch you next Monday from 6:30 to 8 o'clock. And, take it easy, and here it goes.